Chapter 2, The Friendship Continues. Megan lay on the grass by the river with her hands behind her head, looking up at the sky and singing softly.
"Don't move, will you?"
said Hugh, with his back against the tree.
"I'm trying to draw you."
Megan lay there and enjoyed the warm evening. Sometimes she didn't know what to say to Hugh. Since he had started work, their lives were no longer the same. And she knew he was not happy down the mine. But this evening, she felt he was the best person in her life.
"What do you think?"
asked Hugh as he gave her the drawing. He lay down beside her.
"One day, I'll be rich."
"Oh, yeah? How?"
she asked.
"I'll sell my drawings to someone. Or maybe I'll go to London and find a good job," he replied.
"I like your drawings. I think you're a really good artist," she said. "But nobody around here has got any money to spend on things like that. And going to London is a bad idea. The war has made it a dangerous place to be."
"Oh, Megan, I can dream, can't I?" replied Hugh.
"Don't you have any dreams?"
"Yes, but they seem to change every day," she said, laughing. "Come on."
Megan jumped up and pulled Hugh to his feet.
"Let's walk a bit more. Then I'll have to go home."
"Can I touch your hair, Megan?" asked Hugh suddenly. "It looks so soft." Megan was surprised, but she said he could. It was nice to feel his fingers running through her hair. Her face began to burn. Hugh looked at her and kissed her. It seemed the right thing to do.
"Oh, don't," said Megan, but didn't move away. "If my father could see us now, he'd never let me come out with you again."
"Sorry," said Hugh, not quite knowing what to do next.
There were all sorts of feelings inside him that were new and wonderful.
"Megan, do you like me?"
asked Hugh, still standing close to her.
"Yes, of course I do," replied Megan.
"We've been friends for long enough. You know I like you."
"But I mean, like, in a different way. Not just as brother and sister," said Hugh. "I think you're wonderful. Will you be my girl?"
"Oh, Hugh, yes, I will be your girl," said Megan. "But we mustn't tell anyone. My parents..."
But Hugh stopped her. "And if we both feel the same in 2 years' time, then I shall ask your father if I can marry you."
Hugh's mind was running ahead. Megan laughed.
"Yes, but for now, we must make everyone think that we're still just friends. Nobody must see us holding hands or anything. If my father hears about us, he'll stop me from seeing you. You know what he's like."
They walked home, happy in each other's company. Hugh forgot his problems at home and work, and Megan forgot the college plans her father had for her. She knew he had high hopes for her, and a poor coal miner with a drunken father was not one of them.